Chapter 6 Dance's End. Lariel sat in the middle of a spherical room in a pool of brilliant light, bound by ankle, calf, and thigh to a high-backed chair. Her hands were imprisoned within a metal cylinder and pulled up over her back so that she was forced forward, an uncomfortable position that seemed not to trouble her. Her mask had been taken from her, and her slender, pale-skinned face was visible, flawless but for a single black tear tattooed beneath each of her huge brown eyes. A male interrogator paced up and down in front of her, hands sweeping in expansive gestures, lips working hard. Veritas had the Voxlink disengaged, and so Vangorich could not hear what he shouted at her. Instead, they watched a pantomime. The angry enforcer, the apprehended villain.
"Shockingly young-looking, isn't she?" said Veritas.
He and Vangorich stood behind a pane of psychically warded one-way armor glass.
"Yes,"
said Vangorich. He was fascinated by the Eldar, never having seen one in the flesh before.
"And beautiful. I see it in your face, Vangorich, even in a cold-hearted killer like you."
"I am not blind to beauty," said Vangorich.
"Better to be," said Veritas. "Beauty is the cloak of many an enemy. Do not be deceived."
Veritas removed his hand from his chin and gestured at Lariel, the servo motors aiding his ancient body burring softly in the quiet of the observation suite.
"She could be 10,000 years old. Only the most ancient of them show signs of aging at all, and I hear that some never age a day. They are immortal, kept alive by black alien arts."
"They are not immortal, Inquisitor."
Veritas spun on his heel, face darkening. Venand stepped into the room, elegantly attired as always, her features set under her steel-grey fringe. A few fresh lines had come to mark her face since the start of the crisis, yet still she seemed young to bear so much responsibility. The black matte metal door to the observation suite slid silently closed behind her. Vangorich glimpsed a pair of inquisitorial stormtroopers standing at guard outside. They had not been there when he and Veritas had arrived. Protection against Veritas.
"If you had thought to consult me, then you would be better informed, Lord Veritas," said Venand. "If you weren't seeking my death."
Veritas and Venand stared at one another with hard eyes. Vangorich was hopeful of a rapprochement between the two, as matters were bad enough without the Inquisition falling to war with itself. But if there were to be one, there was little sign of it as yet.
"Yes," said Veritas with a cold smile. "They are your area of expertise. I would expect nothing less than a deep understanding from someone who has so freely collaborated with the enemies of the Imperium."
"Not all Xenos are our enemies, unless we choose to make them so. They can be useful to us. Allies."
Venand stepped up to the glass to stand next to Veritas.
"You are tainted by your association, Venand," said Veritas. "You should not be here. Should I be on my guard in case you attempt to free her?"
"What would you do if I did?" "Never trust them, but do not let hatred blind you. The Eldar have aided us on many occasions."
"They are manipulators. They use us for their own ends," said Veritas.
"Then we must manipulate them back," said Venand. "Better that than open war."
"Is it?"
said Veritas. The Inquisitors stared fixedly into the room, neither looking at the other as they argued. Vangorich was trapped in the middle, witness to a sour lover's tiff. Vangorich held up his hands.
"Please, stop."
The Inquisitors took his rebuke without comment, to Vangorich's relief. Even he couldn't fight his way out of the Inquisitorial fortress. But there was plenty of time for one or both of them to turn against him, he thought.
"Venand, it is good to see you again."
"You too, Draken, although I think very little of the company you're keeping."
"Can we not concentrate on the matter at hand here?" said Vangorich wearily. "What's an assassination attempt or two between friends?"
"So speaks the assassin," said Venand.
"He has a point, Venand," snarled Veritas, then calmed.
He turned to face Venand, but did not look her in the eye, instead gazing fixedly over her shoulder.
"Maybe I acted hastily. But things had come to a shocking pass, and—"
"You did not agree with my actions as Inquisitorial representative. Very good.
You had recourse to options other than murder and usurpation,"
she interrupted.
We had no time, said Veritas. You would not have gone quietly, and we would have fought as stupidly as the fools in the Senate, jockeying for power as the Imperium burned around us.
So my death was a matter of expediency. How very comforting.
Yes. Veritas sighed. I am old, Venant. So much older than you. I have seen so much stupidity. I could not take a chance.
And now I am stupid. She aggressively sought out his eyes with her own. Did you not think just to ask? No?
Veritas's aged lips pressed thin, going grey.
Tell me then, Representative Veritas, how goes your management of the crisis? Said Venant.
Vangarich cleared his throat.
This glass, it is psychically blocked, is it not?
The Inquisitors looked over his head.
Really? He said. I have spent many long years perfecting an air of unimportance. I am used to being ignored. But this is too much. Answer me, Veritas. Is this glass warded?
Yes. Yes, of course, snapped Veritas.
Why? Because if you stopped glaring at Venant there, you'd see that our prisoner is looking right at you. And she finds something amusing.
Venant shook her head dismissively and returned her attention to the prisoner.
Have you actually spoken to her yet, Veritas, or do you just plan on killing her too?
Not yet, said Vangarich lightly. How about we attempt that right now? There is no time like the present.
Veritas cleared his throat, a phlegmy old man's sound.
Very well, he said.
Venant, Vangarich and Veritas entered the room, the Inquisitors still eyeing each other warily. The interrogator ceased his questioning, bowed, and withdrew without a word.
At last, you come out, said the prisoner. So pathetic are your attempts at masking that any child of my people could better them without effort.
The three humans lined up in front of the prisoner. She stared at them contemptuously. The removal of her mask had brought a marked change in her manner. She had become more aloof, more cautious, more direct in speech, but it had only sharpened her defiance.
It is time to discuss your message, said Venant. As I told your friends, I come in peace.
I have a strange appreciation of the word myself, said Vangarich.
You are a murderer. I smell blood on you,
Lariel said.
Quite, said Vangarich. He found the anger in her quite beguiling. My point is, arriving armed and shooting is not covered by any definition of peace.
Would you have listened? She said.
Probably not, said Vangarich.
Draken, said Venant, this is our prisoner.
Of course, please, Inquisitors, inquire.
You are a psyker, said Veritas.
And what is that?
Lariel said.
A witch, a seer.
She nodded.
A seer of the shadows.
Then let it be known I am warded against your powers, said Veritas.
I know your mind, regardless, said the Elder.
Tell me of your mission, said Venant.
I already have, said Lariel.
Again, said Venant.
To us.
I should repeat myself, and then you will ask me again and again, and you will attempt to hurt me. You are so primitive. I do not know why Elder at Ulthran wishes to save you. The galaxy would be a cleaner place were you to be exterminated. You lack the power for that now, said Venant, surprisingly gently, and I think when your kind did have that might, something stayed your hand.
Lariel cocked an eyebrow and gave a sudden savage smile.
Maybe. Doubtless you think our positions reversed. You cannot hurt me. I am Kegarach's.
She speaks of one of their gods, explained Venant.
Do not be so sure, Eldar, said Veritas dangerously.
Venant held up her hand behind her irritably.
Tell us, said Venant, the last time.
Lariel closed her eyes. They were so big, thought Vangarich.
I was to deliver a message to the Emperor, not to you.
Tell us what was in this message. We are the representatives of his will, said Venant.
The Emperor cannot be spoken to. He is entombed. You think we do not know this? Eldrad Ulthran, greatest seer of all, entrusted me with this task. I was chosen because I am a seer. I have opened my mind. The old ways are mine. I do not fear she who thirsts.
He cannot be reached even psychically, said Venand. It has been tried. You would have died. You must tell us.
What was the message?
A threat?
Challenged Veritas.
Foolish Monkey,
hissed Lariel Ray. Her eyes snapped open.
No threat. The Emperor and the Farseer are known to each other. Though they long diverged from friendship, they are not yet opposed. Your dead Emperor is the only hope for us all, man and Eldar alike. This current crisis will pass. The roar of the Orc will subside, while the real threat grows. You, the one who calls himself Veritas, you know this to be true. I know what you have seen.
Veritas stepped back, appalled.
You're fools to yourselves, spat Lariel. You're right, old one, and she is right. There is more than one answer to every question. Listen, the Orc moon will not last here.
How can you be so sure?
I bring news also of a gift. A force of your space marines have gathered in great number and make their way here. Even now they pass the red world of this system. Eldrad Ulthran and the seers of Ulthway worked long and hard to quell the storms roused in the other sea by the Orcs, the better that they might come to you. This gift is given freely because we hope with all our hearts you shall prevail over the Orc. Listen to our pleas. Do not let the Orcs distract you, nor any other threat arising from the temporal realm. The gods of the other sea will not stop until this galaxy is their plaything. The threat they pose is millions of cycles old, the actions of your War Master, but the latest act in a war that has raged since the time of the old races. For the lifespan of my stars, the people have opposed them. You are naive if you think chaos defeated. I have been sent with this one message. Do not neglect the dark gods, for it will mean the annihilation of us all.
Do you suggest that only mankind might save the galaxy?
Said Veritas, wonderingly. Lariel shifted her gaze to Veritas, and her hard eyes made him flinch, as if she saw something in his mind and reflected it back upon him.
The idea appeals to your vanity. You were correct in what you were saying through there. You are a tool to us. Our people ruled the stars when this world was ruled by reptiles. Many came against us, the soulless ones, the Krork at the apex of their might, in comparison to which this latest folly is laughable. The Scythor and 1,000 other races so terrible your intellects could not contemplate them. Even your own ancestors and their unliving legions at the so-called height of their mastery, we defeated them all. To you, we seem a sorry remnant, a ragged glory fading into the void, but we are not yet extinct, Inquisitor. What is a few thousand cycles of weakness when set against millions of power? You fell yourselves. Your empire is a pathetic mockery of what your kind once had. Mark my words well. Unlike you, we shall be mighty once again. We would prefer if there was still a galaxy to rule when we are ready to return.
Venand pursed her lips and shook her head regretfully.
You do yourself no favours, she said. I am trying to help you.
A fanatical light shone from Veritas's eyes as he looked at the Eldar.
Now that is a threat, he said. Listen to me, alien. I know the truth of it, awful as it is. There is one path to peace, and that is when every last world is under the hegemony of mankind.
Lariel smiled. Her teeth were very small, perfectly white.
You are mistaken. You safeguard our heritage until the time comes for the Empire of 10 million suns to rise once again. For that reason alone we vouchsafe your continued existence. The primordial annihilator is our common enemy. Our kind coexisted before the fall. We have no quarrel with you.
Veritas stepped menacingly close to the Eldar.
The Debari incident, the Viridanium massacre, the fall of Utremur, the burning of Choydenmern.
He counted off atrocities on golden metal fingers.
All these were perpetrated by your species against ours, and in the last 500 years.
Not all of my kind are of good heart, just as not all of yours are.
Veritas laughed.
You claim to represent the world ship of Ulthway. All of those were actions of that faction against the Imperium.
Nereol managed to shrug despite her binding.
The worlds of Ulthway that you trespass upon, doubtless they thought the punishment necessary.
Then how can we possibly trust you?
Shouted Veritas. Lariel looked into the ancient Inquisitor's face.
How can we possibly trust you? We only have each other, for now at least. We can stand apart and die alone, or we might persist together.
This is intolerable, snapped Veritas.
Calm yourself, Veritas, said Venant. Listen to what she's saying. She's right. We must listen to her. If they truly wanted to harm the Emperor, they would have come against us differently if it were in their power to do so. I believe her. She speaks the truth.
You are corrupted by their influence, said Veritas. Van der Deckart told me about your actions on Antagonis in concert with these creatures. They are fundamentally untrustworthy. Your dealings with them are grounds enough for execution.
On whose authority? Said Venant.
I am the inquisitorial representative, said Veritas. On my authority.
You are the inquisitorial representative by nefarious means. I am the incumbent. You are the impostor. And we are not in the halls of government now. We are among our own kind. You are not popular in this fortress, Veritas. I have many supporters here.
I have many also, said Veritas warningly.
I should kill you now.
Stop!
Vangarich stepped between them.
Is this really the time? He said, looking at the prisoner.
Lariel Ray's head hung, unconcerned at the human's conversation.
Oh, this is the perfect time for this conversation, said Veritas. The Eldar is going nowhere, and this room is among the most heavily warded in all the fortress, a good venue for the most private of affairs.
His hand rested against his pistol.
Don't draw that. Listen to yourselves, said a pained Vangarich.
He pinched the bridge of his nose and breathed through his teeth.
Ordinarily, I would have no qualms if the two of you wished to pit the Inquisition against itself. Your agency has interrupted legitimate operations of mine so many times, I have lost my patience with it. A reorganization would do it and me a world of good.
We impose the will of the Emperor, Draken, said Venant. Our word is law.
And I exist to ensure that people who say such things as a matter of habit do not take matters into their own hands. Isn't it nice that we can all get on so well together? Vangarich said dryly. We do need to get on with each other. Frankly, you two and I are the only ones who seem to be keeping their head in all of this mess. Can you not put your differences aside? The future of the Imperium depends on it. Is it really that inconceivable that you both might be right? That Veritas here is correct to be wary of the alien?
Veritas began to speak, but Vangarich raised his voice and spoke over him.
And that Venant is right in the utility of the Xenos? Neither of these viewpoints are essentially contradictory. Perhaps, indeed, it is time to consider a certain amount of specialization. Take a lead from my temples. One must select the correct tool for the job. This is a big galaxy. No one man or woman can hope to be fit for every task, even if they carry the Emperor's seal. In your division, you are behaving no less blindly or selfishly than the High Lords.
Veritas worked his jaw. Venant stared down her nose at him.
So, said Vangarich, who's first?
Very well, said Venant. I shall agree to a detente.
Veritas, said Vangarich.
Veritas sneered.
And hand back power to you, I suppose. Your record so far has been pitiful, Venant.
On the contrary, you shall remain as the inquisitorial representative, said Venant. My return will raise questions. Open signs of dissent within our ranks will weaken our position. Matters are too delicate to confuse further with my return. The Inquisition must present a united front, outwardly at least. I shall be able to act more freely against the High Lords if I remain dead?
Bangorich smiled in relief, interleaved his fingers, and cracked his knuckles.
Well, then, he said.
Surprised, Veritas? You see, my lord, said Venant, it is not only you who has the interests of the Imperium at heart.
Excellent, said Bangorich. We must begin work immediately.
He ushered them towards the door.
Be hasty, said the Shadow Seer. Already the Primordial Annihilator works against you.
Bangorich got one final look at Lariel Ray before the door sealed, locking her away forever.